off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can see where flying can open up a whole new world of opportunities in business, in recreation.
And getting to see the kids whenever we want to.
Oh, I should say. Besides, I like to fly.
And so do I.
Well, good. Then let's get back at it, huh?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information. All right, so gas. We all need it, and sometimes we get it in areas that we prefer not to. And I'm not just talking about your airplane. I'm talking about in your digestive tract. So, Dennis, what AOPA had an article about how flying in your GA aircraft can affect this particular digestive tract? Is that what they were talking about or what?
Well, they were talking about a lot of different things, but how, you know, pilots are going to be probably more susceptible to problems with gas, whether that's just, you know, burping in the upper GI tract or, you know, passing other kinds of wind. Yeah. And, you know, we don't really think about it, but, you know, your diet can greatly affect, you know, your production of wind.
Well, you know, the higher we go in altitude, the less dense the air gets, and it expands, right?
Exactly.
And so, it has to go somewhere. It's either going to come out the mouth or out the other end.
Right. And you know, if you look at it, you know, we're not flying that high generally, but still, if you're up, you know, around 10, 15,000 feet, the air could double in volume. So, you know, if you only have a cup of gas, that might be manageable. The pressure might not be too bad. But now start climbing, suddenly it's two cups of gas, and it's either going to hurt a lot or you need to let her go. And
the good news is usually everybody's wearing headphones in the engine.
Or you can't hear it over the sound
exactly.
of the propeller.
Right.
But unless you've got, you know, good ventilation, there may be subtle signs. So, you know, it was a really, well, thoughtful article here, you know, on things that you can do to control it. I mean,
Probably the most obvious would be just to make sure you have good airflow through the cabin.
Lots of cabin air vents, yes. No, but simple things like, you know, hydration. Don't gulp a ton of water. Don't drink carbonated beverages before you're going to go fly, because the carbonation can come out in the form of, you know, burps or even out the tailpipe.
Right.
But a lot of people are on, you know, GLP-1 medications now, which slow down your digestive system. Well, guess what? That gives more time for things in your body to produce gas. Certain medications can slow down the stomach emptying, various things like that. Keep that in mind. And, you know, do you have a lactose intolerance? Maybe you want to cut cheese and dairy out before you get in the airplane. I know it's really delicious and hard to pass up, but, you know, you might have to take one for the team here, and you might find it's going to be a lot more comfortable flying.
Well, for you or for your passengers, are we talking?
Both.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe. Right. I mean, I would think it would just be a matter of, you know, you better come up with a plan B, because it isn't like you're up there in your airplane, you can blame the dog unless you happen to have him with you. You know, it's like, you know, who stepped on a duck? No, I don't know. I mean, you got to kind of think of the environment of what your excuses might be. And it's like, oh, it's pressure. I'm just digesting. I don't know. I think the biggest thing would just be to make sure you have good airflow through the cabin. That way, if you let one sneak out, and I'm probably talking more about the bottom end, of course. You know,
obviously, because a belt, just, who cares?
Right.
Just let her.
It goes, and they don't even know.
Well, they will, because everybody's got an intercom, so you might need to swing the headset up and out of the way, and, you know.
Or you could just own it.
Good pull.
And like, yeah. <It's> like, yeah. And then it can turn into a competition. All right, come up that
one. Funny you mentioned competitions.
Oh,
because in my military career, one of the first things we had to do was go through aerospace physiology. And we actually did, you know, multiple chamber rides in an actual altitude chamber, not just one of those reduced oxygen things like you saw me use at Sunapun a few years ago.
Yeah.
This was an actual chamber where they depressurized it. So you got the expanding gas and the whole nine yards.
Okay.
Well, apparently the story is that, you know, we had Marines and Navy and everybody there. Well, the Marines, you know how they can be turned, you know.
Here, pull my finger.
Exactly. So a couple of the guys decided to see who was going to make the loudest because, you know, hey, if the pressure's decreasing, the volume's increasing, so then we would get more sound volume increasing, right? So they were loading up on beans and broccoli and all those types of foods the night before in anticipation, you know, pre-gaming, as it were.
And of course, it's usually the women that outdo the guys, isn't it?
That may be the case. I'm not going to, you know, cast any shade. But apparently, you know, they started the ride and the chamber pressure's dropping. You're going up in altitude. And all of a sudden, one of the Marines was dropped to his knees. He was on the ground just twisting. And they had to pull him into the airlock and, you know, bring him back down. Because apparently, his intestine twisted because of the gas.
Oh,
and you know that'll bring like an adult.
He may have made his intestines into a balloon animal kind of thing.
Yep, and he would like twist the knot, so they brought the pressure down in the airlock, and I guess later the instructor said, I don't know who won the competition in there, but I'm pretty sure this guy would have been a contender. So once the knot got untwisted, I guess everything just let go, and
oh my God, we're gonna die!
And they're stuck in the little airlock between the chamber and the outside area. So yeah, that's one of those stories that stuck with me that I really do try to be cognizant of what I'm eating before I'm going flying.
Well, I appreciate that. As
a long time at a high altitude, you know,
passengers. Yes.
I don't need to double the amount of gas that I'm producing.
Yeah. I think it's more of a thing. Sometimes it's going to happen. And you just better have a good excuse. Come up with a good story. Make them laugh. I packed a duck in here, and you know.
I mean, this is the same consideration if you're flying commercial, because it may be a pressurized airplane, but the pressure in that tube is still lower than outside. I mean, at cruise altitude, you might be at 9,000 feet in a 737.
Huh.
And you're going to have that same gas amplification going on.
Well, I guess there's that. And you don't usually have the headphones necessarily either. So you have to do something.
And those little vents over the top, they're not putting out a lot of volume to help disperse things. And so keep that in mind if you have to let it fly next to your neighbor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
please don't do that.
Yeah, they don't have as good ventilation in those commercial carriers. And chances are, if you end up doing that, probably someone in the row behind you is going to be, you know, one of those YouTubers that's going to create a viral video like, oh, my God, something happened. And you don't want to be that guy. Like, I recognize the back of that guy's head. That's Dennis. I know it's Dennis. Look at okay.
Thank God we don't have scratch and sniff on YouTube yet, right?
Oh, jeez. Oh, had to go there. Okay, well, now you know what to do or what not to do. And why we talked about it, I don't know. I just find it mildly
public amusing. Service.
Yeah, that's what it is. Sure. Okay, we'll get on to other crap next on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.